Hello, and welcome to Discoveries from the Fleischer Collection. In Discoveries from the Fleischer Collection, we uncover the unknown, rediscover the little known, and take a fresh look at some of the neglected but remarkable treasures housed in the Fleischer Collection of Orchestral Music at the Free Library of Philadelphia. The Fleischer Collection is the largest lending library of orchestral performance material in the world. This program is a production of the Edwin A. Fleischer Collection of Orchestral Music at the Free Library of Philadelphia and WRTI. I'm Jack Moore, and with me is Kyle Smith, curator of the collection. Well, Kyle, a couple of interesting guests that we have today.
Yeah, and today we have, since we're so close to the July 4th holiday, I thought it'd be a nice idea to have two American composers. And we have on the show today George Chadwick, who we've run across before at Discoveries from the Fleischer Collection, and then a contemporary composer, Jeremy Beck, who we will be talking to very soon. And I think it's an interesting way to get us into the holiday spirit, to have some American music all together on the show. And also someone who is lionized as one of the great American composers from an earlier time period, and a younger composer who has already garnered some great reviews and some wonderful notice already with two works of his that will be coming right up.
And we'll start, Kyle, with the one that addresses that holiday that you're talking about. This is from Jeremy Beck's suite, The State of the Union, written in 1992, and we'll hear the third movement of it, Rebels. The Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Kurt Trevor in that recording, and we have the opportunity to speak to Mr. Beck and find out what's behind this and the other works that we're going to hear today.
That's right, and we have Jeremy Beck on the phone right now. And Jeremy, welcome to Discoveries from the Fleischer Collection. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kyle. Happy to be here.
Well, listen, we just heard the Rebels from your suite, The State of the Union, and thought it was a good way to start off the program. It's quite lively and a lot of fun. The piece itself is kind of a satirical view of politics in general, but so in our 4th of July weekend, I thought we could stand a little satire.
Sure.
Now, tell me about that piece. It was, you're showing, is it too much to say that it's like the Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, that you will be glad and you will rejoice, and if you're not, we're going to beat you over the head? Or is that making too much of it?
Well, it was it's actually the one of the earlier works on the CD.
Yeah.
Although I still think it's the feeling behind it is as applicable today as it was when I wrote it in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
I had written it in response to then President Bush's State of the Union address,
mm-hmm.
where he had sort of characterized the nation as going along wonderfully and everything was fine, and but ignoring the many issues which still exist with us today. And so I guess my response in this orchestra suite was
all is not well.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. And that there's poverty, and politicians will may tell you anything they want just to keep getting votes. And
sure.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, I have no illusions that the piece that I wrote would have any effect upon such politicians, but it was an expression of how I felt about it, and being a composer, that's
mm-hmm.
What I do.
Well, you know, it's something that's an issue with composers is that we all have deeply held beliefs, I would think. And we are at times called on to, either called on by others or from an inner conviction, want to write music that will address something that's a deeply held belief, whether it's political or whether it's religious or what it might be. Do you think that you write differently if you are writing with a cause or a theme in mind, as opposed to when you don't have a theme in mind, like a program or something?
I don't think so. I think that in spite of the programmatic aspects of such works, including this particular piece, mm-hmm. There's still underlying structural elements, motivic relationships, tonal and key relationships, and such things, I think, stand independently of the program. I guess for me, a programmatic work like this is similar to an approach to some of my theater work or opera work, where there's a particular theme or perhaps a particular emotion that I'm trying to express, and the I guess that provides the entrance into the music that I come up with. And then once I'm in that world, then the structure of that world is derived from techniques or approaches that I might use in abstract music.
Because you're still, it's all about manipulating the materials to so that the music makes sense as music.
Exactly.
Yeah. We are about to listen to your Sinfonietta for string orchestra, and I have to say, it's a wonderfully crafted work, and it sounds beautiful. I really enjoy the ending of it.
Oh, thank you.
How you bring about the cadence, and there's this shifting, floating harmonies that come about, and when you finally hit the cadence, it's very inspired. Really, bravo on that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I'm sure there are a lot of technical terms that you could throw around on how you got that, how the ending came about. But we don't need to go into all that. It's gorgeous.
Oh, thanks.
And thanks. It's a lovely piece all throughout. And Jeremy, I want to thank you for spending some time with us on Discoveries of the Fleischer Collection. I should let people know that. For any more information, they can turn to www.beckmusic.org. That's your website, right?
That's right. That's right.
Thanks for being with us today, Jeremy. I really appreciate it.
Great. Kyle, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Sure thing.
Well, now we have the opportunity to talk to the composer. Let's hear the major work that we'll hear by Jeremy Beck this afternoon, which is his Sinfonietta for Strings, written in 2000. Again, the strings of the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra are conducted by Kirk Trevor. And you're listening to Discoveries from the Fleischer Collection here on WRTI.